Hello and welcome to View from the Sofa. I'm your host Hector Vickers, and alongside me today is England and Lancashire opening batsman Keaton Jennings. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely no problem, bud. Thank you for having me.
So, how's your lockdown been? Because the lack of cricket must have been really hard to start with, but I think that Lancashire are now back at training.
Look, I mean, it's been quite hard. Obviously, lockdown from January was fairly different, and it's been quite harsh, I think, for a lot of people. But we're quite lucky. We've been in every day, which has been fairly brutal. A lot of the guys are quite tired and have looked forward to this sort of half-term break just to actually just get a little bit of downtime in. But in the greater context of everything that's going on, I think we've been quite lucky to be able to get out and actually train and I say socialize in very sort of small bubbles. But yeah, look, it's been good. It's been good to be in and around.
Yeah, that's good. I think you've been getting up quite early to watch the test match this series. So I think,
Look, I mean, it's probably the only thing that's been going on, really. So it's been quite nice to get up nice and early, have a bit of a coffee and watch the guys go about playing. I mean, India and Sri Lanka are two really good places to tour. So to watch the boys out there and watch your mates out there is really good.
Yeah, and obviously, so we saw during this test match, it seems to be that the England batsmen have been struggling quite a bit on these Indian wickets. You've had quite a lot of success in the subcontinent and you scored 100 on your debut. How different is it playing in India than it is in England?
Yeah, it's massively different. I mean, it's not only the actual sort of playing against spin, it's everything from you wake up in the morning and the food, the culture, the noise levels, the heat, driving to the ground in sort of military sort of parade, just everything about the experience of playing in the subcontinent is completely different. I mean, the heat on your back, you can't explain or can't describe that feeling of walking out of the air conditioned change room into the field, and literally it just feels like someone's thrown a warm blanket on top of you. And you go and spend hours in the field with screaming fans as there was with this game now, which is absolutely fantastic to see. But it's not only the cricket, it's all the external factors that I suppose have a wear and tear effect on players. That bubble, I can't imagine is all that easy to sort of contend with. And then you've actually got to go out and perform against some really high quality performers in Ashwin, Bumrah, I mean, guys that have played really well, Kohli, Rahane. So look, it's a tough environment to go and play.
Yeah, I can imagine. And well, so I said you scored 100 on debut, which was an amazing innings, and I remember watching it. Well, you've had some amazing innings for Lancashire as well in the past. But would you say that your debut 100, that's got to be your best innings?
No, not really. Look, I think I've never been a massive sort of stats man and look at my own performances. For me, it's about winning games of cricket. And I think when I look back at, say, that debut 100, we lost by an innings and plenty. It's not one that massively stands out. I like winning games of cricket, that feeling of having performed and then won the game. Having performed, won the game, and then sitting with your teammates afterwards, sort of really enjoying each other's success, the team's success, are the moments that you really remember. So I could probably look back on a few more knocks where you get sort of 50, 60, 70 in sort of really tough conditions and think that those knocks are probably worth more in terms of points and I suppose feelings and memories than a knock where I suppose you get absolutely beaten and trodden on in Mumbai.
Yeah. So that series was in 2016. Playing in that series was Virat Kohli, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Ravi Ashwin, Jadeja. Was it quite intimidating playing against Virat Kohli? Because it looks like it when we're watching on TV. He looked quite stern and very competitive on the field.
I wouldn't say intimidating. I've been quite lucky in the sense I've grown up with my dad being a professional cricket coach. So I've grown up in and around cricket environments with some fairly big characters, Andre Nell, Andrew Hall, Morne Morkel, Albie Morkel, guys that have, I suppose, challenged me as a youngster, being fairly young, sort of 7, 8, 9 years old. So it's not intimidating in the sense, but it's from a skills point of view, it's hard work. They know what they're doing and they're accustomed to playing in those conditions and they exploit them as well. So it is hard work. But it's really enjoyable as well. I mean, as a young lad, I'm sure you dream of playing for England and pulling on three lions and walking out in front of a packed house at the Wankhede Stadium. It's what dreams are made of, really. So as much as it is slightly daunting, it's amazing, and there's memories there that I'll hold really dear for a very, 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 very long time.
Yeah, and it seems that occasionally, well, I don't think it has been the case in this test match, but occasionally it looks like Kohli sometimes goes up to a batsman and sort of gives them a word of, or sort of quite sledges them a bit. Have you ever been sledged by Kohli, or was it MS Dhoni keeping?
Yeah, you're asking questions here that I can't really answer, Hector. Yeah, look, I mean, sledging is part and parcel of the game, and that's I think the best sledges or the best mental disintegration or whatever words you want to use, I think come at the right time. And look, I mean, guys did well. You don't have to do it with words. You can do it with body language. You can do it with presence. I mean, a guy like Ashwin doesn't say too much, but you know he's there. His presence is big. And he's there to perform. So look, it's whether you get stuck into people or not. I suppose it's sticks and stones may break my bones, but it all just sort of depends on the stage of the game, what somebody's going through emotionally, and how people feel as well. If somebody's on 100 and somebody sort of sledges you, it doesn't really mean too much. But if you're really scratching around and you feel insecure, then it can mean quite a lot. So it all just sort of depends.
Yeah, I was talk about Ravi Ashwin on the field. He bowled really well this test match, and he got man of the match. I think he got 8 wickets, and also he got that ton. When you played against him in 2016, did you change the way you played normal spinners in the County Championship, and how did you try and play him?
Yeah, look, I think you have to. I think you've got to adapt to different conditions. And playing in the County Championship, you're playing on different surfaces to completely different bowlers. And when you go to Mumbai and it's turning and spitting and bouncing, you can't play in the same manner. You can have a similar game plan as such, but you can't play in exactly the same fashion because conditions are different. So, look, I mean, my game plan to spin was to sweep and then try and back my defense. I think Kohli said it today, really trusting his defense to get him through some tough times. So, almost try and sweep and trust my defense to get through those times and use the square sweep, reverse sweep as your sort of get out of jail and run scoring shots.
Well, that's a, yeah. I think Root used the sweep a lot in Sri Lanka, and that worked well for him as well. And so, but yeah, before we go into the second Test match, should we just quickly talk about the first, which saw England go 1-0 up in the series with a pretty comprehensive win? I think it was 220 odd they won by. What do you think was the main factor of that win?
Look, there's probably a few. I think to win in India, you've got to put a whole sort of packaged performance together from batting, bowling, and fielding. I know it sounds a little bit cliched, but you can't go to India against high quality cricketers and underperform in any sort of aspect because they'll jump all over you. I mean, Rooty got a big 100, and I think that's key. First innings runs in India. And then we bowled and fielded incredibly well. Guys took their chances, a couple of really good close catches. Stokesy took a good catch. So it's sort of that packaged effect of good 4 innings worth of cricket that slowly wears a team down. And I think when you look at the sort of the second game, India did that to us. And I think I suppose this is where international cricket or the media makes me laugh in the sense that we've won the last sort of what 6 games away from home, and suddenly we've had one, I wouldn't even say a poor performance. We've been outplayed by a really good team in their home conditions, having not necessarily the best of conditions, but they did bat first on a surface that was going to deteriorate fairly quickly. So look, it's going to be a brilliant sort of series. But that first test match was brilliant from England. The guys played really well.
Yeah, and well, do you think that because now the crowds are back in India, there weren't any crowds in that first Test match. India played, well, when they played in Australia, there were fans there, and there have been fans in the second Test, but there weren't any fans in the first Test. Do you think the absence of the crowd kind of affected the way they played?
Maybe, maybe not. It's one of those you'll never really know. I mean, when you watch Kohli in the field, he does like getting the crowd G'd up, and he's a showman. He enjoys sort of performing. So he probably does get a bit of a buzz off of it. But at the end of the day, regardless of if there's a man and his dog there, no one there, or 150,000, the point is you're there to perform and play good cricket. And I think that's what India did really well in the second test match. They played really good cricket for four innings is in the game. So like I say, external of that boundary rope doesn't really matter. It's when you cross that rope, and need to perform that, I suppose it's crunch time.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear. We'll sort of, I don't know if Kohli's mentioned it in any of his interviews, but you can see on the pitch that you can always see him like whistling to the crowd and G-ing them up and stuff. And so moving on to the second test match, obviously India dominated throughout that game. And in the fourth innings, England needed a huge total coming into that fourth innings. As an opening batsman yourself, would your mindset be going out into that fourth innings? Would you be thinking, I can get these runs? Or would you be thinking, I want to keep my wicket for as long as possible?
It's probably a little bit of both. I think you've got to stick to your game plan. For some people, that's defend and get through periods of time. For some people, it's sweep. For some people, it's use your feet. Whatever it is, I think you've got to have your game plan and make sure you not necessarily live and die by it, but you need to make sure you're clear about how you want to go about it. I think if you sit and defend for 2 days, you're going to get a ball that spits on you. Or if you slog every ball, I think you're going to get out. So I think you need to find a nice balance. But it's an interesting sort of equation because you go out, you know, everything's sort of not in your favor. The ball's hard; it's going to spit at you. Guys are energized because they're ahead of the game. So it is a very heated sort of environment that you walk into as an opening batter. And it's tough. You know, the eyes of the world on you essentially, and the scrutiny is huge. So it's one of those you need to make sure you're very clear. You've got a lot of clarity about how you want to go about it, and then you stick to it.
Well, that's very interesting. And so, as a selector, I think it's fair to say that Sibley and Burns didn't have the best test match. As a selector, Zach Crawley's back in. He could go in at three, but would you just keep your openers and do you stick with your openers for the rest of the series, or would you be potentially looking to change?
Look, I suppose that's down to Ruti and the selectors to make a decision on who they feel is best to win that game of cricket. It's not for me to comment or say, guys, you guys need to change or not change. I've been there when you have a bad test match or bad two test matches, and it's brutal. Everybody calls for your head, and it's hard work. You feel like nobody's sitting in your corner. There's some really good men with Sibbers and Burnsy, and to be fair, Crawls as well, Loz. So I mean, all the guys, they're really good lads. And I think the tough thing is when you're under that sort of scrutiny, it's hard to try and not necessarily perform because that's your job, but it's hard to try and sort of pull yourself through and make sure you stay in a positive mindset. I think that's probably key going to the third test. Regardless of who's picked, you got to stay strong. It's one all in the series, and you need to make sure you're up for the fight and you're ready to perform.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. And I think it's fair to say that the spinners were sort of the main reason. Of course, Rohit Sharma had that massive innings at the beginning, but then Axel Patel, Ravi Ashwin, especially, even Kuldeep Yadav. And on the England side, Jack Leach and Moeen Ali did actually bowl quite well. They got quite a lot of wickets. And I have a stat here that 32 out of 40 of the wickets were claimed by the spinners. Do you think that batsmen, whilst facing the spinners, were too cautious? Because when you see Moeen Ali, he attacked the spinners and he got results, even though he didn't last for very long. He still got runs. And Rishabh Pant attacks the spinners. The only time someone got out playing an attacking shot to a spinner was Virat Kohli to Moeen Ali. But do you think that they should be a bit more positive against the spinners?
No, look, I think you, as an international cricketer, you walk into that environment and you try and read the situation, you try and play accordingly. I think the guys are highly skilled. And I mean, some of the dismissals were like bizarre. I mean, Ruti got a top edge sweep, so he's playing an attacking shot. It's just one of those where you need to have clarity about the way you want to go about playing that environment, and then stick to it. There's no one size fits all. I think when you look at it, at a guy like Kohli, he defended beautifully in the third innings of the game, and it got him through long periods of time. So I don't think it's a matter of being more aggressive or less aggressive. I think it's just a matter of executing nicely. But in the same breath, I mean, Axel and Ashwin bowled incredibly well. They produced balls that could get wickets often, And as a batter, when you're facing that with a huge amount of runs on the board, it's hard work because you've got fielders in positions that are going to take catches. So it's incredibly hard from a batting point of view.
Yeah, I think I agree with that actually. And a lot of people, this test match, right? I don't think they mentioned it in the first test match, but a lot of people have been blaming the severity of the England loss down to the fact that the wicket wasn't in the best shape. I think it started breaking up in the first couple of hours or in the second session of even the first day. I personally think that England just didn't bat well enough. If India can score above 600 runs, we only scored under 300 runs. I don't think England batted well enough. But do you think that the state of the wicket, if it was a better wicket for us, do you think there would have been a different outcome?
Maybe not. I think when you look at the standard of cricket that India played over the course of the 4 days, it was high quality. They read the situation and the conditions incredibly well, and they adapted and executed well. I mean, Kohli batted a long period of time for his, what was it, 70 or 80 in the second innings. You could argue that the wicket was conducive to spin from early. We've also played on surfaces in the UK that are conducive to seam early. So it's part and parcel of the game, and as professional sports and as professional cricketers, you need to make sure you adapt to the conditions quickly. You read them, and then you execute your skills to be better than the opposition. India did that incredibly well, and they put us under fire for majority of the game. And that's why they won. We did the same thing to them in the first game. We got a massive first inning score, put them under pressure, and just bowled, batted, and fielded really well. So look, it's 1-1 in the series, and like I say, it's all set up nicely for Test 3 and 4.
Yeah, I so you say England dominated the first test, India dominated the second test. I find it a bit odd. It was only in the space of 4 days that the sort of the tempo of the series changed, that India started dominating again. What do you think is the main cause? How do you think England went from all of a sudden they were dominating India to being dominated by India? How do you think that changed?
They're two high quality teams that go against each other, and that's part and parcel of sport. That's why we watch it. If it was one team dominated for 15 years, it would be fairly pointless to watch, because I don't know about you or anybody else, but if I'm watching a sport and I know the result, I've got no interest in watching it, because for me, it's not interesting. I like the excitement and the ebbs and flows and the pressure sort of push from each team to know that you're competing. You've got high quality cricketers on both sides. Both sides want to win, and both sides are going to try their best to win. And I mean, when India came here in 2018, I think it was 1-1 after the first two test matches. I think we played at Lord's, we won at Lord's, we came up to Nottingham, they won at Notts, and then we won the next three test matches, I think. So look, it's professional sport. Things change quickly. Very fine margins. I mean, when you look at Pujara in the first test, it ran or it hit Popey's back and went to mid-wicket. If it's not your
Yeah.
test match, that just lobs over mid-wicket, and suddenly Pujara goes on and gets a really big score, and suddenly the pressure's back on England. So it's really fine margins, and I think sometimes us as a public and as media, we look at really small sort of reasons for change, or we create narratives around just some really sort of things in sport that just don't go your way sometimes. And the guys will be rearing to go the next test, a little break now, and they'll get up to the next test match, and they'll be pumped to try and perform again. I mean, any game you play for England is huge, and the guys are up for it.
I think, yeah, I don't think that we should be, as you said, we've won. I think it was our last six test matches away from home, and Root's been an amazing captain this year. I don't think we should hold too much of a grudge on the England team just because of this test match. I think that we'll come back better in Ahmedabad. And finally, so the series is poised nicely. It's 1-1 going into the third test in Ahmedabad. It's going to be a day-nighter. Where do you see the series going from now?
Jeez, if I knew that, I'd make a lot of money. But I honestly, I have no idea. It's two really good sides, like I've said. It's two sides that are going to clash horns fairly sort of harshly. I think when you look at just the way both sides go about playing, the guys don't back down. You've got big characters in both teams. You've got high quality cricketers. And guys want to do well, man. It's the joys of professional sport nowadays. Guys give each other nothing. Where do I see the series going? I'd love to say a 3-1 win England. Your guess is as good as mine, but I have no idea. Guys put in performances that can win games of cricket, then we'll win. On the reverse, if India put in performances that can win games of cricket, they'll win. And I know that's a really sort of fence-sitting answer, but I genuinely don't have a clue.
Yeah, I think that's the same for most people. I think if England can stop, because India will have a lot of momentum going into Ahmedabad, but it's a different stadium. I think there'll be a lot more fans because I think it's a really massive stadium, Ahmedabad. But I think if England can get a draw out of the third test, I reckon that's a really good outcome. I think we cannot lose this next test because I think if we lose that, then there's not much of going to the fourth one. But I think a draw will be a good outcome in the next test, and then hopefully a 2-1 win would be ideal for us, I think.
Yeah, look, I think it's hard to say a draw because I think the game sort of accelerates really quickly. And when you look at the first test match, it's I think after what sort of 4 days and two sessions, we were still batting in our third innings. And suddenly the game just accelerates incredibly quickly. So that's a sort of ebb and flow of subcontinental cricket where you feel like the game's going nowhere, going nowhere, going nowhere. And suddenly things just speed up. So, will it be a draw? I have no idea. It depends on the surface that they're preparing. It is a new ground, like you say. It's a massive ground. So, look, it'll be brilliant to watch. And obviously, from our point of view, it starts at 9 a.m. instead of 4:30, so we can actually sit down and watch it with some bacon and eggs and actually enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm going to try and watch every ball in that test match because I won't have to get up too early for that, actually. So that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much, Keaton, for coming on. It's really kind of you. And good luck in the upcoming season. Hopefully we'll be able to come watch. Hopefully some fans will be able to come in and watch a full season of cricket.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. Thank you very much for having me, buddy. Cheers. Go well, eh?